Welcome to The Right Hook, a weekly segment which covers the machinations of the right wing, from the Republican Party to the Tea Party Patriots and beyond. I'm Chris Bennett. Tea Partiers and Republicans generally say they want the federal government so weak that they can drown it in a bathtub. For every rule, there's an exception. Utah's Tea Party Senate candidate, Mike Lee, demonstrates that American exceptionalism is alive and well. In 2007, Lee began his stint at international law firm Howery, LLP, and worked on behalf of Energy Solutions, a nuclear waste management company. Energy Solutions wanted to import 1,600 tons of Italian nuclear waste and dump it in Utah. When Utah officials and 76% of residents opposed the idea, Mike Lee and Energy Solutions sued. According to Lee, it was only the federal government which could decide whether nuclear material could be imported, not the Utah state government. When asked during a radio interview if his litigation forced Utah to accept the nuclear waste, Lee replied, quote, correct. Energy Solutions eventually lost the suit, but Mike Lee has tipped his hand to voters. When it's a case of getting caught between the principle of states' rights versus siding with the feds in order to make a quick buck, Tea Partiers clearly support a strong central government. New York gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino looked ahead to his time in office this week and said, quote, it's not going to be pretty. It's going to be very confrontational. The millionaire Buffalo developer, who gained notoriety by his authoring and forwarding racist emails, still has to beat Andrew Cuomo in the election. But Paladino gave a clue as to what his administration might look like. He favors cutting Medicaid in order to stem the flow of, quote, immigrants and other people who come to live in New York. Paladino claims the state's overly generous policies are, quote, inviting every Tom, Dick, and Harry poor and disenfranchised person to come to New York State. We don't want them. They're the responsibility of the federal government or the place they came from. Paladino also said that campaigning was the most disgusting thing he'd ever been involved with, but he's willing to put up with that in order to do the real job of being governor. Polls show Andrew Cuomo ahead of Paladino, but the margins vary wildly, from 6 points to 19 points to 33 points, according to the Quinnipiac University, Marist, or Siena polls. After the NAACP officially recognized the Tea Party as a racist organization, leaders of the right-wing AstroTurf group vowed to show the world that it was not so. Now a new tracking poll from the online right-wing Pajama TV shows that a third of African Americans strongly support the Tea Party. Author and political analyst Earl Ofari Hutchinson dismisses this poll as pure propaganda. There were only 543 likely voters who were African Americans, and PJTV has not disclosed its methodology or what questions the poll included. Of course, this has not stopped the conservative Fox Nation from posting the poll on its website. Last night was the first debate between Attorney General Jerry Brown and former eBay CEO Meg Whitman. The Christian Science Monitor boiled it down to whether political novice Whitman could do more than simply attack Jerry Brown, and if Brown could avoid losing his temper with Whitman. Both candidates went into the debate looking to avoid making viral YouTube-worthy gaffes. Democrat Barbara Boxer and Republican Carly Fiorina will face off this afternoon at 1 p.m. on NPR affiliate KPCC. For Uprising, I'm Chris Bennett, and this is The Right Hook, reality-based news and views